96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand.
Yes, we've heard that before. Parents don't understand their children. But years ago, that usually didn't mean that a parent-child dispute ended up in court. Well, that's not true today. We've heard about the case of 18-year-old Rachel Canning of New Jersey. The high school senior is suing her parents for financial support and college tuition. She alleges that her parents forced her out of the home and that she can't support herself. She's asking for the last semester of her high school tuition in private school, living expenses, college tuition, and legal fees. Her parents say she left because she wouldn't follow their rules. What's going on here? We're going to talk about it. Joining me to talk about this are family law attorney Michelle C. Thomas, Howard University psychologist Dr. Marcus Hummings, and Jim Mason, president of the Beach Acres Parenting Center. I know you want to get in on this conversation. The lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You can follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Okay, everyone, let's get right into this. Michelle, I'll start with you. Sure. For those who do not know, a child, a teenager, can actually sue their parents. How is that possible?
Well, in this society that we live in, it's a very litigious society, and anyone can sue for just about anything these days. But the issue becomes whether there's any merit or validity to the lawsuit. And so from a legal perspective, this child is claiming that her parents owe her child support. Mm. However, in most jurisdictions, the law states that once you become emancipated, then the duty of support, legal duty and obligation of support by the parents, terminates. So then what is emancipation?
I was about to ask. Go ahead.
Right. That's the next issue. And I find it very hard to believe and simply not persuasive nor credible that a student or a child can argue that you can move out of your parents' home, not abide by any of their rules. This child, I believe, was suspended from school in October of last year. There were truancy issues, and then still claim, oh, but no, I'm not emancipated. No, if you decide to make a grown-up decision and move out of your parents' home, then it's time to take on grown-up responsibilities. And so that is why she lost the first round of this lawsuit, which was the request for her parents to pay for her high school tuition.
Let me go to Jim Mason. Jim, from a parenting standpoint, what's going on here? For people of a certain age, they would probably say, how dare you drag us into court over this? You're in my house. You follow my rules. Has the world changed? And what's going on with parenting?
Well, Harold, first of all, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
You're absolutely right. The world has changed dramatically. I know when probably any of us grew up, it was a lot simpler. Whatever the parents said, the school agreed with and the courts agreed with and your faith organizations agreed with, and so did the media. And today, kids get different messages from just about every institution in their lives, in the culture that we live in today. And what we find with parents is oftentimes parents are left just really not sure exactly what to do. And we see today, unfortunately, sometimes the boundaries between the adults and the children and families get blurred, sometimes with children taking on roles that parents otherwise would have played in the old days, and parents wanting to do too much to either please their children or become their friends and not be the executives in the family. And that's a problem that lots of families face today.
And I want to talk about that a little later on in the program because you make a really good point. But Dr. Hummings, talk to me about the emotional toll that this is taking. Let's start with the parents, because as Michelle said, there were some truancy issues. Obviously, there were there's an issue of being suspended from school. The parents also alleged that the young lady was drinking and dating a boy that they did not approve of. And so now she's gone, whether she was kicked out or whether she left. What kind of toll does this take emotionally on parents?
Emotionally, it's going to devastate the parents. Just discouragement, you know, is going to be the bottom line. They're going to question their basic kind of ideas about what parenting is, how effective they are. They're going to take a hit as a couple because they are, going to be in conflict about what should happen with the child. Usually in that type of situation, the parents are going to disagree a lot of times about what should happen, what types of discipline should,
be administered. Yeah.
And, it can just cause ripple effects that a lot of times will separate the couples and lead to kind of the dissolve of the relationship.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Also, you know, here's the big question. This could not have just happened overnight. Is it possible that this was coming up a long, long time ago and the parents didn't see it? And if that's the case, how could they not see it? I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment.
And it was me, my brother, my mom, oh, my
doctor, you prayed for you, no chance.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. What do you do when your young child takes you to court? Well, that's the question we're asking tonight. My guests are family law attorney Michelle C. Thomas, Howard University psychologist Dr. Marcus Hummings, and Jim Mason, president of the Beach Acres Parenting Center in Ohio. Let me go to the phone lines. A lot of people want to get in on this. Kim calling from Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Kim, what's on your mind?
Yes, good evening.
Hey.
First of all, I think that it should be noted that the attorney, and I would like the counselor that's on the panel to speak to this, but I find it very strange that an attorney would even take such a case. But separate from that, I'm very glad that the judge threw the case out. To me, that's a message to all youth, especially youth who aren't being neglected, who aren't being abused, but just don't want to follow the rules, that this has no grounds. It has no grounds judicially nor legally. Now, please, Harold, let one of my kids take me to court.
Why did you say that, Kim? Kim, don't mess up now. Because you know what happens when you spank them, they call 911 these days.
Let me tell you, Harold, I have given my kids the phone to call 911. And they knew better.
Uh-huh.
I did when I was a child. But let me just say this. Mm-hmm. As a youth mentor, there are children out there being abused and neglected. But I don't think that this is the way to go, nor should there even be a trend. Not to mention that this young lady has had other social problems. So with that having been said, I would like the counselor to address what would possess another counselor to take such a case. And then secondly, Harold, I commend you for bringing this topic up because we have to note that I don't know what the race of this child was. I promise you I don't. But I put my money that this probably was not an African-American child.
No, she's not. But Michelle, could you quickly try to address her issue?
Sure. In terms of why an attorney would take such a case, I mean, there are a lot of motivations that attorneys have. Some may be to make a name for themselves. You see that we're talking about this case today. It's been in the news and it's the topic of today's show. So there are a lot of reasons. But I also question what kind of parent would fund this and pay for this. I don't know if you're aware, but the child's friend with whom she's living, parents are actually funding this lawsuit. And so what does that say about the greater implications of this? There was a time, once upon a time ago, where the community helped raise a child. And
Absolutely.
Now you have parents put against other parents. And so you have everyone's afraid to even discipline their children anymore. And what kind of generation is this going to turn out to be?
Indeed. Kim, thank you so much for your phone call. I wanted to bring Dr. Hummings back very quickly because I only have about a minute left before I need to take yet another break. But Dr. Hummings, isn't it possible that these parents should have seen something like this coming before it got this far?
It was a long time coming, and they would have seen it from a very young age. This is nothing new. These parents have not set limits and boundaries with their child for many, many, many years. And this is a result of that kind of lack of teaching a teenager who this is the period of time during your teen years where you learn what boundaries are, what is appropriate adult behavior, what is not. And they have not taught their child that. And this is a result of it.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but I need to take yet another break. If you are on the phone, that includes Tracy in Washington, Brenda from Rockville, Earl in Baltimore, and Harley from Bowie. Please do not hang up. You'll hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a bit.
By the time and the tears and the cost through the years, there is no charge.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on